Tyres, your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Lawn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! Just after 8 o'clock, we are here in SENSA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Bix, I was just having a look on our Twitter, and it appears that the Shane McAdam appeal is going to take place tomorrow night. So the Crows leaving it until Thursday to get their appeal underway. Do you think they'll be successful?
I don't know. I don't think they'll be successful.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. Unless they're able to introduce, like the whole thing around an appeal is you've got to introduce new evidence. So unless they're able to bring something new to the table that they didn't produce last night, then I think they're going to find it difficult.
A few texts coming in as well on 0427154166 after the maths edition of Quick Bix, where you were incredible, clean sweep. Josh says SEN breakfast with Rain Man and Jared Walsh. And then Brian says, lucky Mark Bickley had a packet of Smarties for breakfast. This is incredible. I still think you've got the answers somehow.
How?
I don't know.
How could I have done that?
Because I accidentally sent the answers to Bryce Gibbs once for another game, and he didn't tell me till afterwards.
Well, you didn't accidentally send them to me. But anyway, let's get to our next guest.
Yeah, let's do that.
He doesn't want to listen to this.
No, absolutely not. We love stories of debutants who have a bright future, and the future is very bright for our next guest from the Adelaide Football Club. They are preparing to take on Richmond this weekend at Adelaide Oval as we say good morning to Max Michelaney. Congratulations, Max. I'm sure it's a sense of relief but also pride playing your very first game for the Adelaide Football Club.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Of course, it was a really proud moment for me and my family to finally, you know, play my first game for the Adelaide Crows. Obviously, growing up as a Crows supporter, you know, it's something I've been dreaming about for a long time, and for it to finally happen, guess it was a sense of relief as well.
Max, congratulations. Tell us about when Matthew Nix gave you the news, and then I guess that moment where you probably had to ring mum and dad and let them know about it as well. That'll be something that will be very memorable for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a very special moment. The news was broken at the end of the main training session out on the Oval. The group kind of come together and he announced the three club debutants, myself, Rankin and Brown. And then as soon as he did that, you know, he asked me, what would you say to your parents if they were here? And then I could just see, you know, all the players parting ways and my parents coming out to, you know, say congratulations as well. So that was really special for them to be a part of it.
Is there a strange transitional period where you make your way onto the ground in Sydney and you have a look around at some of the players that you've only seen on television in the lead up to this match, and then you have to stop yourself and go, actually, they are my opponents today? Because you have to make that move pretty quickly from someone who's been watching from afar to someone who's going up against some of the best players in the competition.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is pretty surreal, you know, seeing people that you've, you know, seen your whole life on television and all of a sudden, you know, you're playing on them. But as soon as, you know, the ball goes up and the game's on, you don't really think too much about it. And you kind of just try and put your best foot forward and give 100%.
Tell us about pre-game. Were you nervous? How were you feeling? And then the start of the game, how quickly were you able to calm down and just concentrate on playing?
Yeah, obviously there was nerves. I think nerves are good. You know, it shows that you care and think they make you play better as well, you know. But I think I was pretty fortunate to have my first touch from the ball going out of bounds in the full. So that was pretty fortunate for me to get a free touch like that, which settled the nerves a lot. It got me into the game.
What about, did you give your skipper a spray when he kicked one at your toes and they end up kicking a goal from that one? How did that pan out for you?
No, I definitely didn't give him a spray. You know, it's probably more my fault than anyone's. So, when you're playing at the AFL level, you shouldn't be making mistakes like that. But, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Can we just take a step back? You know, you were very unlucky to miss Norwood's grand final team, which eventually went on to be a premiership team. You then get drafted. Yep. Did you think when you were drafted that you would be able to adapt as quickly as you have and you would be a chance to play in round one? Because that's a meteoric rise from outside a Sandful team, albeit a very good one, to being in an AFL team in round one in probably what's that, 4.5 months? That's it's quite staggering. Did you have that expectation?
Yeah, obviously it's a big jump, but, you know, I had a bit of self-belief that I could make it, and it was definitely a goal for me to make a round one debut. But, yeah, I think I was pretty fortunate that going to a club like Adelaide, you know, they invested a lot of time and resources into me to, you know, help me improve. And, yeah, there's a lot of experience out here that gave me a lot of tips that did make me, that did help me make that jump.
Mm. In terms of the game itself, you go in with an expectation of what you think's going to happen. Was anything different? Was it faster? Was it was there more intensity? What was it like round one for you?
Yeah, obviously I knew it was going to be a jump up in the pace. So that's something I expected, and that's something I also saw. The conditions were pretty trying as well. You know, it was really hot conditions and the ball was really slippery, which is something I wasn't quite expecting for the ball to be that slippery. But, you know, I think, yeah, just getting that one game under the belt, having a bit of experience and a bit of a taste at the level was something that, you know, really beneficial towards me.
We heard from some of your teammates saying that it was the most taxing game that they've ever played in, and it's your first ever AFL game. So are you able to break down some of those conditions for us and how fatigued you were feeling throughout the game, and then what you do in a recovery kind of mindset to get your body back into shape to take on Richmond this weekend? Because, you know, according to your former skipper, Taylor Walker, if you're losing 5 or 6 kilos, then you've got a fair bit of work to do to get that back preparing for this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. I think, you know, just a lot of ice baths after the game, obviously try and rehydrate. But yeah, in terms of the conditions, I think it was about 34 degrees and pretty muggy over there. So everyone was sweating a lot, cramping a lot, but in the end, you know, they had to go through the same conditions as us. So yeah, it was good trying conditions, I suppose, and yeah, really tested us out.
What about the feedback from your own game? I'm sure you would have spoken to some of the coaches. What were they saying about how you went in your first game?
Yeah, obviously there's room for improvement, but they were pretty positive towards me. You know, kind of spoke more about what I did well rather than what I didn't do well, which was good for me to build a bit of confidence. But yeah, they were somewhat happy with the game. Thought I was pretty solid in defence, which was good.
And you found yourself on Jesse Hogan once or twice after Nick Murray went off. You had to play a bit taller. How did you handle that?
Yeah, yeah. See, that's another one of those guys that, you know, you've seen on telly your whole life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're manning up on him. But yeah, he's a pretty good footballer. He's a smart lead, things like that. But I feel like I've been pretty well prepared, you know, standing Taylor Walker and Darcy Fogarty 3 times a week during pre-season. Mm. So yeah, that was good.
Well, Max, your first game's out of the road, so it's onwards and upwards from here. You're going to play your first home game this week. So if you thought last week was pretty special, I think your mind's going to be blown when you get 50,000 Crows fans in at Adelaide Oval. So congratulations again. You look really comfortable at the level, and we're going to have a great time watching you develop in the Adelaide Crows Guernsey.
And Max, before you go, you've had your Guernsey presentation, but you understand the importance of talking to a two-time day and one-time night premiership player in Mark Bickley?
Yes, yes, I've heard a lot about Mark Bickley. Yeah, legend down at the club.
Thanks, Max. You'll get on in life.
Yeah, you're going to get best on ground every game you play now. You've said that,
well,
mate.
Said, yeah.
It's also worth noting as well, mate, you probably haven't done many radio interviews and media and stuff, but you did an outstanding job. So a big future for you on and off the field, I'm sure. So thanks for your time on SENSA.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, there you go.
Max, he's impressive,
Michael,
hey?
Laney, just a young man. Played school footy last year, watched him play for Ross Trevor College, and he was always looked calm and did all the right things. And then it just, what it's shown is every level that he's been introduced to, where that's stepped up, he's just been able to handle that step up, and he's handled the step up from Sandful to AFL really comfortably. And like I said, it's easy to make the comparisons because his size-wise and build-wise, he's very similar to Ben Hart. But that's what Ben Hart was able to do. He went from playing schoolboys footy to Sandful footy to playing on Tony Lockett, Jason Dunstall and Gary Ablett, and was able to make that step, and that's why he was such an incredible player. So we're not putting pressure on Max to be a 300-game AFL star, but it just, there are some similarities about his calmness and his ability to increase his level of play as the increase in difficulty arises.
I feel it was a good question you asking about how he handled being dropped effectively for a premiership. But I, after speaking a fair bit to Jade Rawlings last year, I think that there's probably no one better equipped to deliver that news, but also receive that news too. And that that shows a lot about the person that he is. To have someone like Jade Rawlings guide you in your footy leading up to an AFL list, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, look, Norwood Footy Club are an impressive club. James Fantasia and his crew out there are, you know, they did it brilliantly. Jade is a super experienced coach, been at three or four AFL clubs and only missed out because of they had a returning player. I can't remember who the player was who came back in, just escapes me at the moment. But Max didn't do anything wrong. He actually played quite well in the prelim. But in the end, Max probably knew he had bigger fish to fry. He was had some opportunities ahead of him, and yeah, it's turned out really well, and let's hope he has a great season.
Were you that impressive in the media when you were his age?
No.
I think. What about now?
I think I was still living in Port Pirie, sharing a bedroom with my brother when I was 18 or 19 years of age. So
they're a different breed now. We also just had someone we mentioned on the start of the show this morning, that we had someone tweet us last night saying that they needed you to sign the Wizard Cup poster. That's why I referred to you as the two-time day and one-time night premiership player. He just sent us a text, actually, saying, good to see you, lads. Bix need you to sign my Wizard Cup poster. So that's Jake who walked past. That's why we giggled when we're on the phone.
Well, I think there might be something in this because you know how you get those rookie cards where the guy is meant to be a great player and then it turns out he doesn't play many games and there wasn't very many of them made and they're worth the most. Surely a Wizard Cup Premiership block mount would be worth something because there must be very limited numbers of them. That's a collector's item. Who would have went to the effort to buy the poster, then get it block mounted, and now come in to get an old bloke to sign it? That doesn't make much sense.
People are into what they're into, mate. So that's fine. We are here thanks to Tyre Power. Selected Falcon tyres at 25% off. It's 8:15.